I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John.
I wear this crown of thorns
Saturdays
upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts.
Let's get to it, folks. This is Talk with John, Saturdays from 4 to 5 Mountain and 5 to 6 Central. You can tune in right here and join me here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, look forward to being with you for the remainder of this hour, and I want to get it off to a proper start. So today is Saturday, April 15th, 2023. And in order to get it off really, truly to the right start, let's go with me giving out my show prayer and then giving out the show mantra. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. That's the show prayer, as it were. That's the prayer of my heart when I'm doing this show. Then the show mantra: where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. Now, folks, I'm going to ask you to go to the RBN page, the front page, and click on up at the top the yellow button that says donate here. We could use your donations. It helps us keep going, helps us to continue to be here for you. And we are looking forward to being here for years to come, and that allows us to make that happen, allows us to help producer Frank, producer Sam, producer Mike, and the team be able to keep us up and going. So let's get to it. The overall arc of this show is going to be who's in control. I'm asking, who's really in charge? Now, I'm going to give a for instance of why, and I'll get into that, but I'm going to get into some stories first that kind of leads down the path that says not the people that we want to be in charge or should be in charge are in charge. So the very first thing that we're going to get to is I want to talk about Anheuser-Busch, what's going on there. There's a few things, but also one of the things that I'm probably going to get into a little bit is the Washington State passing a bill allowing government to take away minor from parents if they refuse to get or refuse to agree to transition surgery. Wow, how devilish is it? Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. It is. We'll also go, maybe this is kind of a whole setup and a path. Anheuser-Busch releases, I'm going to read a few headlines. Anheuser-Busch releases weak statement after losing billions of dollars following its marketing campaign with trans pervert Dylan Mulvaney. The internet was set ablaze earlier this month after Bud Light celebrated Dylan Mulvaney. He's a biological male. 365 days of girlhood by giving him his picture on his own can. Crazy. He's a biological male. And it's totally backfired. Anheuser-Busch lost more than $7 billion since the Mulvaney ad campaign hit the internet. After 2 weeks of silence, Anheuser-Busch CEO Brendan Withwar released a weak statement on Friday. We never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people, is what he said. Well, guess what? You may not have intended. I don't buy that for a second. Guess what you were? And the chickens have come home to roost. And good for those that are no longer buying Bud Light. They have been absolutely savaged. The parent company, Anheuser-Busch, has certainly felt the effects of nationwide boycott, reportedly having lost over $7 billion in marketing cap volume or value in recent days. Now, interesting, something that not in this article, but in other spaces that I've heard, there were bars that would normally sell two kegs of Bud Light in a weekend, and they sold two bottles worth. That goes to show you the power of Americans saying, I don't think so. And the beer drinkers is probably not the one you want to go after. Now, here's an interesting thing that many of you may not have heard. Anheuser-Busch CEO was a former CI recruitment specialist. Fans of the second best-selling beer brand in the world have been scratching their heads about the decision to bring on a transgender TikToker as a brand ambassador of sorts. The Gateway Pundit has reported extensively on this. The Bud Light marketing executive, who said the brand needed a revamp from its fratty image and out-of-touch humor, the Dilly Dilly campaign. Listen, I don't drink beer. My kids don't drink beer. And even Dilly Dilly was set around at the dinner table, much to my chagrin, I must admit. But that was a statement that would be made around our dinner table. But the type that appears to do shots at a frat party, and the beer that would be drank at a frat party, they've gone away from their customer base. Well, the Gateway Pundit has reported extensively on the former federal intelligence officer landing lucrative jobs at social media platforms. This has raised concern about the potential government relationship between social media platforms and federal government. So it has come out that he, the CEO, was a former CIA recruitment specialist. Wonder what's going on there. Let's get to this clip. Now, Dylan Mulvaney, you know, he's a transgender woman. The Me Too movement, I'm sure he really cared about and was really worried about. But James O'Keefe had a few questions for him, and he didn't want to answer. In fact, he kind of ran away. Frank, if we can go ahead and play that clip, that'd be great.
I'm James O'Keefe with OMG News outside the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills. Dylan Mulvaney is inside the women's restroom right now, so I'm going to ask him for comment about our story regarding women being raped imprisoned by men claiming to be transgender. Here we go. Dylan, this is James O'Keefe, OMG. Women are being raped in a prison in Washington State by men claiming to be transgender. There's footage of them talking about the rape. Do you have a comment on the story here of the women being raped by the men claiming to be transgender?
He's trying to walk away from James.
James O'Keefe, OMG News. What do you think about the women who are being raped by the men who are transgender? Do you have a comment about that?
Please don't come in the elevator.
What do you think about, what is your comment to the women who are being raped by men claiming to be transgender, Dylan? So we're here with Dylan here. Haven't had much Bud Light recently, but we're very interested in the women's prison. Dylan? Okay. She did go into the she went into the women's restroom.
What the hell are you doing? This is a women's bathroom.
Trying to show them the footage.
We have been raped. Could you clean our room?
No comment here at the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills? All right. I wonder where she's going. He's going.
You guys have any, like, O'Keefe beer? O'Keefe beer?
Do you have any O'Keefe?
No O'Keefe beer? Do you guys have O'Keefe beer? You don't carry O'Keefe beer? You know when you'll get a shipment in?
Stop that. All right, thanks, Frank. So, you know, one of the things that James O'Keefe should have said now was, isn't silence violence? Back in the Me Too movement, you know, actually for the last several years, if we've heard, isn't silence violence? If you don't comment on these things and you don't talk about it and talk against it, women being raped in jail by biological men who are allowed to be there, I'd say that's one thing James O'Keefe should have brought up, is silence is violence. The crazy town of this, of what we're facing, leads to this. Next story. Washington State passes bill allowing government to take away minor from parents if they refuse to agree to gender transition surgery. This is from 100% Fed Up. According to Seattle, Washington journalist Katie Davis Court, the Washington State Legislature passed SB 5599 last night, which allows the state to legally take children away from their parents if they don't consent to their children's transition surgeries. That's their children's gender transition surgeries. All Democrats voted yes. All Republicans voted no. Well, at least they voted no, at least some of those Republicans. here is a tweet from Senator Marco Lias. Tonight we passed SB 5599 to ensure at-risk youth have access to shelter when seeking gender-affirming or reproductive care. Now, if that isn't the most Orwellian gender-affirming care, if that isn't the most Orwellian gobbledygook there is, well, there may be some that are worse, but I can't think of any right now. Gender-affirming care. Now, gender-affirming, kind of used to be in my, you know, when I was growing up and even until about 5 minutes ago, you were a man or you were a woman or you were a boy or you were a girl, and that was your gender. Gender-affirming care, meaning for those who want to be trans, obviously, is what they're talking about. Trans youth have been under nationwide attack, but Washington legislature continues to fight for trans rights. I'd like to know where they've been under attack at yet. There are many, many, many people who attempted to transition, did transition, and are now absolutely devastated. These are children who are having high levels of sometimes suicidal ideation. They're lost. They are having mental breakdowns, mental issues, and we are trying to get them to make decisions that are going to affect the rest of their life. In their youth is not the time to do it. I'll continue. So, the progressive lawmaker explained why the government should strip parents of the rights to make critical life-altering decisions for their minor children and give them a place to live with people who agree with the mutilation of minor children. This is more from him. This bill is an important step in ensuring young people across the state have a roof over their head during an already challenging period in their life, said Lias. While we hope that every child has a supportive family that will provide them with acceptance and care they need, it is critical that we provide housing options to those in crisis. Now, let's say that a child wanted to say, I want to identify as a dinosaur, or I want to identify as a one-armed man. Should we go and chop off their arm? Should we try and put a tail on them? Should we rip out their teeth and give them big fangs? I'd say the answer to all that is no. So why, when they want to change their gender, is that something we should do? I'm going to say it boils down to be satanic. Are the children under satanic influence to some extent directly? I don't know. But definitely many of the adults who do allow this to go on are. That is Talk with John's supposition and opinion. He continues, the legislature would ensure that the children who may not have supportive families at home do not end up on the streets, but instead have shelters when seeking these protected health services. They need to be with their parents. That's where children belong. I hate it when a teacher tries to say they care about their kid, you know, cares about my kids, and that they care. There's some that do more than others. But when was the last time any one of these, when was the last time, now I don't know if Mr. whatever his name is, Mr. Marco Lias, I don't know how many kids he has. He doesn't have a wedding ring on, so who knows if he has any children at all. I'd be curious to know that. But when was the last time he was up all night with someone else's child because that child was having nightmares of something that happened in their day or happened earlier? None of these people stay up all night with my kids when they're sick. None of these kids go and hold them, or none of these people have my children go to them when they are struggling with nightmares. I'm the one that's there. I'm the one that's taking care of them, and I'm the one that knows them best. So this bill is such an important step towards protecting our at-risk youth in Washington, said Dan Atkinson, or Asknin, executive director of Gender Justice League. It takes immense courage and bravery for trans youth to come out to their family and ask for support. All young people in Washington State should have the right to be safe, true to themselves, and to live free of violence. This bill helps us ensure the safety and opportunity of some of the most vulnerable young people we work with. I'll continue this more on the other side of this break. This is Talk with John.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I think you're crazy.
I think I'm crazy, too. All right. So let's get back to this story. And I started off this show with who's really in charge. Formerly, so, as I continue with this article, the stories of minor children going through transition surgeries who now regret it are exploding on social media. In November, we wrote about one such story that is absolutely heartbreaking. Now, I've listened to a lot of podcasts. Jordan Peterson has been covering this quite a bit recently. And according to him, there is not one long-term study that follows children who have done transitioning to see how many regret it afterwards. Not one. Okay? So, something that is really disgusting, but I'm going to share it. So, if you happen to be listening to this around a small child or young children, you may want to pause it. But something that happens with the male surgery, with the female surgeries, is they take a muscle in the form of a phallus out of a woman's arm. It deforms their arm, basically for life. For men, they cut a hole in them. They have to put a plastic prosthetic, basically, in there to create a hole. There is a story of Jasmine that you ought to listen to. It is disgusting. And if they don't do proper upkeep, It bleeds from that hole. And, yeah, it's absolutely terrible. So, I'm going to read: a formerly transgender teenager from California is suing the medical group and a hospital that encouraged her to undergo a gender transition at the age of 15, citing this as the only option for her to break free of her mental illness and have a happy life. Chol Cole, an 18-year-old female, was put on puberty blockers at age 13, causing joint pain, weak bone density, and continuous UTI symptoms. She has had a double mastectomy when she was only 15 and was prescribed puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones at the same young age. Now, 3 years later, she deeply regrets these permanent, life-altering decisions. Now Cole is suing those responsible for encouraging her to make a medical transition while still a minor. On November 9th, her legal team submitted a letter of intent to sue the Permanente Medical Group, Kaiser Foundation Health Plan, Kaiser Foundation Hospitals, and several doctors who performed, supervised, and or advised transgender hormone therapy and surgical intervention for Chol Cole when she was between 13 and 17 years old. Bottom line, folks, is I have real issues with it being done before the age of 25 because the brain isn't fully developed until about 25. Frankly, morally, on a moral level, a spiritual level, I don't think it should ever be done. I think it's horrendous and horrific. But I must admit, I think it has to be allowed in our society. But not at least until you're 18 or 21. All right. We have a caller that is on hold. I believe it's Chance in West Virginia. Chance, what's on your mind?
Yeah, John, do you notice how things are going blatantly from bad to worse? And you know why? Because the conqueror has every right to do whatever he wants to do to the conquered people. Now, if the conquered people overcame the conqueror, then they have the right. If one doesn't know that they are conquered, then they don't work hard to become free. You know, the masters do not have to be loyal to the slaves. And this goes back to early history. This is what people have to understand. Would you agree with that?
Kind of on a level, I somewhat agree with the premise, but who are you saying is the conquerors? We're acting as if we've been conquered. I will agree.
We are conquered. Everything in our life is controlled, John, and it's only going to go from bad to worse. Okay,
so I will go back to agreeing with your statement of if we allow ourselves to be conquered, if we give in, then yes, you could say we've been conquered.
We've already allowed ourselves to be conquered. They're just putting in the final nail in the coffin now. That's all.
Okay, so when you say we, are you including you in the we?
All of us that are not part of that group. We're all conquered. You cannot do nothing without the government's permission, can you? Can you drive on the road? Can you build an addition to your house? Think about it. Right now, they're working on taking away our God. But they have the right to because they're the conquerors, and we do nothing about it. That makes us a conquered people. We could talk about all this till we're blue in the face, but when you're conquered, you're
Chance,
conquered.
Unless, Chance, yes. Hold on. We've got the break. Back now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Let me give out the phone numbers. It's 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And the question that I have for you folks is, who's really in charge? Chance was joining me and talking and said, we are being controlled. Am I right, Chance? Isn't that what your initial proposition to me was?
Yes, and let me tell you, John, they're going after the children, right? Let me tell you, children have historically been victims of conquest and captivity, and it's just happening again. You see? People, and then when it comes to courts, people talk about jurisdiction. I got news for you. Jurisdiction ended when we were conquered. We are a conquered people at this moment, and the sooner people figure that out, the better off they'll be. But they can't seem to figure out. They can't see the chains around them. They'll sit and they'll talk about it. They'll gripe about it, and rightfully so. But it's going to take a little bit more than that. We're past that point. Way past that point.
Well, so what's the keys to being free?
Well, become a conqueror. That's it. What answer is there? Think about it. You're conquered.
And so what do we do to become a conqueror?
We're a conquered nation. We are a conquered nation.
What do we
Nothing they do is in our
favor. What do we do to do to conquer?
They actually tax us to mistreat us with those tax dollars. That's part of being conquered. We're conquered in every way, shape, or form. You know? You cannot watch you cannot hear the news nowadays without a day going by where they advance a step more. Sure, you'll occasionally hear a minor victory. They'll throw you that until I put the big hammer down. No, all one has to do is read history from the beginning of time. This is how conquerors have always conducted themselves.
Well, Chance, I'm going to say thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Okay, so here is what I would say overall. I would agree. In some ways, it might even be worse than we've been conquered. In many ways, you could say we happily put on the chains of our own slavery. So I want to pose the question once again to who's really in charge? I talked about this. So I was reading this. There's two parts to this story. First part is Washington State passes a bill allowing government to take away minor children from parents if they refuse to agree to gender transition surgery. And then the second part is the story of Cole, who was told by her parents that if she didn't transition and do the social and medical transition to appear more male, that there was a good chance she would commit suicide. And basically, you know, the question is asked, would you rather have a dead daughter or a live son? I can't think of a worse question to ask. Bottom line is, how about I just have a live daughter? Or someone asks someone that has a son, would you rather have a live daughter or a dead son? Well, the answer is I want a live son. That's the answer. So the question I have is, so something that comes to my mind is maybe what needs to start happening, and it was considered an overall good back in my youth, is there were these homes where if women were abused, it was kind of like an underground railroad. If women were abused and said they were abused, they would go kind of in an underground railroad situation and they could take off with them and their family and their husbands couldn't find them. Maybe that's what needs to start happening with these families. Now, I would also say, if you live in a state like Washington, if you live in a state like California that is going to be doing this, it may be time for you, no matter the immediate cost, to pack your bags and to leave the state. Move to a state where you can be a parent. And then the other key is start living your religion. Start living a moral life. Be the type of person that people don't feel comfortable who might be a pedophile around. Have your speech and your actions make people feel uncomfortable around you if their actions, behavior, and verbiage do not match yours. That doesn't mean you can't talk strongly. You can't be upset. You can't be angry. This is this story, had it been 20 years ago, you might have had men show up with pitchforks, like I said, about January 6th. The AOCs and those, many of them who were in Congress, especially on the Democrat level, were actually scared. They said, you know, they talked about the Capitol almost in religious terms, almost terms of like a temple. That's the way they saw it. And I actually think many of them were actually afraid. And they were afraid because they knew that 1 million to 1.5 million people, mostly men, were willing to show up and stand up. That concerned them greatly. Notice how they still talk about January 6th, calling it an insurrection. Did the proceedings get shut down by people breaking windows? No, they didn't. But it happened in three state capitals. It happened in Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Florida. When the Democrats did it, when the left did it, when the preferred group did it with the preferred agenda, they call it democracy in action. But when real, true Americans, patriots, stand up for their constitutionally limited republic and go and march on the head of the country, they really have to shut that down. So this would be my statement and what I think we need to do. Who's really in charge? That's a great question. I'm not sure. There are a few people that I believe are at the very top. Who knows who they are? I have my ideas, and I may get to that before the end of the show. Who knows? Because I do want to mention a few other things. But this is a this is not just a symptom. This is the 20-pound cancer that you can see the growth on someone's shoulder. The 20-pound cancer growth is the transitioning of children. Is government, state saying, we will take your children away because you do not want to transition them, to show the cancer that's in our bodies. The gangrene. Maybe it's the gangrene. Maybe even more comparison, more comparable might be gangrene. I don't know. Dramatic surgery, I hope, is not needed. But this is what I would say. We may be getting to the point very quickly where good men need to show up to the nation's capital, to the state's capital, to their county capital seats, to their city capital seats. Start showing up with brooms. Regular, like full-on construction push brooms. Regular brooms that you would sweep a floor with. And little brooms, dust brooms with the, you know, dust pan. Show up with those. Maybe show up with all three. Because what are the lengths of those broom handles? It fits something very well. And what it says, what our grandfathers and great-grandfathers might have done was show up with pitchforks and torches and scythes. I don't think we need to do that. Let's be a little bit more calm and just say, listen, today we're showing up with this, and this is all we want to show up because we want to take back our country. I think to the Canadian truckers. I think to the farmers in Denmark. What are you willing to do? The Chance in West Virginia, what are you willing to do? To the rest of our listeners, what are you willing to do? How uncomfortable are you willing to get? And I'm not talking, let me be very clear, now is not the time. God would not justify an armed us to take up arms. God will not justify that. I promise you that. Right now is the time that we need to stand up peacefully and say, what are we willing to give up? I know what I'm willing to give up. I'm willing to give up several hours on a Saturday. Next Saturday, I won't be here. In fact, Frank, if you heard that, please write that down. I'm not going to be here next Saturday. I'm going to be going to the Republican convention. I'm going to be spending there all day, the State of Utah Republican Convention. And many I can hear a number of you saying, Republicans, Republicans. Well, that's part of the problem, John, is you're part of the Republicans. Well, I'm trying to affect things in my state. All right, folks, I'm more than willing to take your calls, or I can go on for the rest of the show. Phone number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Look forward to hearing maybe from a few of you, because I want to hear the question answered. Who's really in charge? Because I know who should be in charge and who we should really listen to and who we should really follow. But right now, we're not doing a very good job of it. And I'll be getting to that in just a few minutes. I do want to also say, I want to play, Frank, if you'll play the Democrats in Chicago, if you can play that. This is what's coming to all of us if we don't work on this.
Oh, we have healthcare deserts. We have food deserts.
Yes, sir.
And we wonder why.
Yes, sir.
Our communities look like they look.
Speak
that
the
we
truth.
Have violence every single day.
Speak the truth.
It is just not on us. Yeah. It is on the corporate citizens that come into our community and ravage our community.
And
Walmart. You should be absolutely ashamed of yourself. You are the reason that our communities lack the investment that they have. We should not have to go out of our communities to find jobs. We should not have to go out of our communities to get medicine. We should not go out of our communities to be able to shop. We should be able to do all of this in our community.
Right here.
We deserve. We deserve.
We deserve.
To be able to shop,
yes, sir.
Work,
yes.
Play,
yes.
In our own community.
In agreement.
Yes, you should be able to. And you know what it takes? It takes responsibility on your side. You have to say to your young men, and to your community, we will not allow the crime to happen here. We will not allow the theft in stores, the shoplifting. That's what you have to do. And if we find out that my own child does that, I will turn them in. I will take them if they're minors. I will take them, or adults. I will, if they're an adult, they're out of my house. If they're a minor, I'm going to take them to the police myself. There's been many times where I've brought up some of these subjects and my kids are like, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, why aren't you going to do that? Because you'll haul me off to the cops yourself. Yeah, you're right. I will. You're absolutely right. That's why my kids, they're like, I wouldn't even consider doing that. I don't even want to know what you would do, Dad, in some of those situations. That's what our children need to have a healthy respect. They know that I love them. They have a healthy respect for me, but there's a little bit of fear. If they misstep, they will pay. And it will not be not be comfortable. In fact, I've got a brother, my brother-in-law, once egged a house or something like that, did something pretty darn minor. His parents took him. To the court, and the court pronounced a certain judgment of a certain amount of community hours, and they said, increase that amount. I want him to do more. That made an impression. More parents did that, you wouldn't have community issues. Wake up, Democrats. And guess what? That's coming to Republican communities if we're not careful as well. Now, I do want to mention this story. Wall Street has an Epstein problem and trouble is brewing at the courts. Many people have shown outrage that Jeffrey Epstein's tracking ring was busted, but no judicial consequences have touched any of his many rich and powerful clients and facilitators. But a cluster of lawsuits in New York and Virgin Islands has run contrary to this trend and is starting to shed light on Wall Street's dangerous liaison with Epstein and his trafficked girls. We'll get back to this story on the other end. This is one of the keys to who's in charge.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I think you're crazy.
When I read this Wall Street Journal article, it just comes out at me. You want to know who's really in control? It's those that helped someone like Jeffrey Epstein. It's someone that hides what happened with Jeffrey Epstein and hides that little black book of his and his girlfriend's. So I'm going to get back to the article. So, and this is the headline, just in case some of you might be joining us during the break. Wall Street has an Epstein problem, and trouble is brewing at the courts. There are currently three related ongoing cases keeping the Epstein connection on the news. Two of the suits are class action lawsuits on the behalf of anonymous Epstein victims, one against J.P. Morgan and the other against Deutsche Bank. The third suit accused J.P. Morgan and former executive Jess Staley of criminal trafficking and fraud has been brought by the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, if I remember correctly, I want to say it was like the DA or the equivalent of Attorney General for the Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, was released from their position when they went after J.P. Morgan. In the next month's discovery, and that's my statement and trying to go off my memory, and the next month's discovery in these suits is likely to reveal how Epstein used key personnel in the financial industry to build his criminal empire. That'll be interesting if this ever sees the light of day. That's my statement. At the center of all these lawsuits is Jess Staley, a former protege of J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, probably the most powerful person in finance. Staley spent more than 30 years at J.P. Morgan, rose to be the CEO of its massive asset management and investment banking division, and went on to helm Barclays, one of the UK's most important banks. But Virgin Islands prosecutors who have subpoena power have uncovered bleak revelations about the length to which Staley and the bank had supported Epstein. Staley called his friendship with Epstein profound, having visited him personally in Florida at the private island and in prison. I do find, now this is Talk with John talking, stepping away from the article for just a moment. I find that interesting, not that necessarily that he went to his private island, more that he visited him in prison. I find that very interesting and a little bit, that could be something that could raises the question marks in my head, because when you're when you have multiple billions of dollars, bankers will come and see you. You will have a personal banker that's more than willing to come and interact with you if you've got billions of dollars, supposedly, which Jeffrey Epstein had. Among the 1,200 emails they exchanged are ones that discuss women code named for Disney princess Snow White. Well, here's what the thing is. I'm going to answer the question. Who's really in charge? It's people that control Jeffrey Epstein. Who should be in charge? Well, folks, when Christians be more Christian and let Christ control them, we'll win. It's been Talk with John. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you very much. Great job, Frank. Have a great weekend, folks. God bless. Have a great Sabbath.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.